Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the 1,147th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. You got to welcome to the PKN Newsroom. Tonight, I got Sister Antonia Betts, our own very own guru. And with our sports analysis, we got Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And along with myself, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And we would like to welcome all of you to Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening via internet and you'd like to call in, the number to call in is 319-527-6091, or you can do 323-870-4174. By pressing 1, you'll signal the board. When you hear the beep, you can see. Tonight, the first thing that I want to do is give an opportunity for everyone to say hello. Papa?
Hello. How's it going?
Tony? Are y'all there tonight?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, everyone? And hi, and thank you very much.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So tonight, in lieu of, you know, the personal state of America and what we're in right now, let's touch on a few key things, right? Like, let's just say what happened this month. You know, this is the newsroom. And because it's the newsroom, we kind of sit down. If we could do it every month, we do it every month. Sometimes we miss a month because there'd be things going on. But now it seems like everything has stopped. So now we have, like, nothing but room to, like, sit back, relax, and, you know, we can get 2-3 hours in. We can get 2-3 hours in. It's not like you got a game or something to watch. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a low blow. I apologize, but it's so great. So just think, March 2020, the third month of 2020. Now, what can you say that would stand out for you? Tony?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I did do a show on this another time before we came on tonight elsewhere, I have to admit, being interviewed, I knew it was going to be an involvement of all of what's going on, not knowing it'll come to this stage, of course. But, you know, we discussed finances, what will happen down the line probably. We discussed the idea of the oncoming coronavirus with its possible expectations of putting things out of circulation, but not to this degree. So, but just to sort of bring to mind that a lot of people assumed it was a senior citizens disease, as they said. And, you know, people are not too bright sometimes out here when they sit around and assume things, assuming that only a particular generation of people were capable of catching all of what's been going on. Actually, little do they realize it's foolish to say, for example, put something on a pedestal in the name of really causing a bunch of uproar to be very nonspecific and very unfortunately ignorant to be able to say that it will happen for this group of people but not for this group. As time went on, I had a feeling that it would eventually come to light that it would be anybody's disease if the situation permitted. Maybe because it started, you know, it seemingly started in nursing homes on this side of the globe in the United States. That's what the biggest population would be. But they didn't expect the unfortunate ignorance of people of other groups to not heed the warnings that were being put out there about all that's going on and the constant deterioration of the various people that caught it. What really baffled me was why over the years the United States persons who are responsible for allowing travel between, you know, whatever countries, at least on this end, didn't ever think to give a general screening of certain things and why the warnings have not been heeded sooner. Because, well, it was told that China didn't give us the opportunity to get the earliest warnings, but from hearing other people, but the United States did have some warnings, but was not acting upon it, which means to the average person over here, it was taken for granted. Taken for granted, you know why? When things don't hit home in your sector of whatever lifestyle that you're having, then you just don't seem to take it seriously. Well, now we're at the stages where we're almost on curfew for most metropolitan cities and then some in the United States.
Can you even believe that? Now, wait, I was going to say, because I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to give it back to you because you know we need the breakdown of that. But brother Robert,
yes.
For you, stand out, not so much sports or whatever, just for you. What you grab from March 2020?
Well, you know, as you know, a lot of people say, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors that's been played on the general public. And one of the smoke and mirrors is just that the stock market, which is a total sham. And this shows that, you know, everyone says, you know, you have to put your stock in this and your stock in that, or the economy collapsed. Well, the stock market already crashed, and our economy is just still going fine. So that's just one of the things I took out of, which I've always known all along, was that, you know, there's always a lot of games of smoke and mirrors, and then, you know, eventually, like an onion, layer by layer, it'll get peeled away. That's what I've taken out of everything so far as, you know, what's going on, and as far as, you know, investors or even your bank says, you have to put your money here, you have to put your money there, you need your money to grow, or you need this course, you know, support our economy, invest in stocks, and or, you know, our economy will collapse. Well, like I said, once again, we still have an economy. eBay and Amazon are doing just fine. Walmart is doing fine. And a lot of other, you know, companies that, you know, that are allowed to operate, they're doing just fine. So, like I said, you know, we really don't need a stock market. But that's just, another way for all these guys that have degrees in accounting, money management, money marketing. That's just a way for them to make more money. And, you know, that's pretty much in that part, that portion of what I got out this month, because it's pretty obviously the stock market has been truly exposed as being a sham, basically.
I like how you said it, too. He said basically. I mean, like, if you put it all down in markets, like, the whole thing is a sham. You know, a lot of people have been feeling like they're shammed. So just like Tony said, it seems like people weren't really taking it for granted. They were taking it for granted. It wasn't serious. As we see our, you know, what happens over there in the White House is like, it's not serious, but now it's serious because it's here, like you said. Now we got to handle it, and it's something that we didn't even think about handling. So now, like, it's like funny because all of the things that y'all said were, I was just going to say that in March, we just went everywhere. We've had all different types of emotions. We've gone from happy to sad. You know, I mean, the end of January, we lost Kobe. Everybody was all in love, you know, loving God. We got to find our peace. We got to find this. We got to go back here. We got to go back here. And then all of a sudden, now we need to stay six feet away from each other. I mean, really, it's like, okay, we have gone through everything. We've gone through debates. We've watched people fighting each other, on like literally almost brawling, trying to be president of this here United States. And now this here United States, after watching all of this run of amok, is now stuck in, how about 50 states going through all of the different climate changes, 50 states going from 80 degrees to 30 degrees, all 50 states going from 60 degrees to 30 degrees. It was 90 degrees, and then it was 20 degrees. 30 degrees, and then it's 70 degrees during the day. Then it go back to 90 degrees. Like, hello, if weather changes like that in all 50 states, the only thing all 50 states need to have in common is sick. Now, okay, you gave it a name. But I believe that we must have all been sick. Because the way to look at that truthfully would be maybe we've been sick. And the people that you've known that have been sick, they had the COVID. They just didn't know what the name of it was. Maybe. But that's just my thing, because I'm thinking, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to sit in this for the next month, 2 months, 3 months? Because, you know, they say, like Tony said, we're all bunkered down, and we might all be on some type of a curfew. But we're on the curfew because of the ignorance. We're on the curfew because at the end of the day, if somebody tells you to do something, there's five people that don't want to do it just because you told me to. Just because you told me that I had to. It's funny how Rob said something about the money, because everyone is going to realize that, guess what? It all works out. You don't need your check. I mean, I know that I'm hurting somebody's feelings right now when I say that, but all of the things that people thought that they could do and they thought that they were essential, they realized this week that, I'm sorry, you are not essential. You are non-essential. You actually can't come to work. Huh? What? I'm just thinking that in March, it's like March 2020, we just decided, okay, since they said it, we just going, it's going to stop. Everything's going to stop. The jobs are going to stop. The school's going to stop. Everything is going to stop because we just going to say that we got the bug and we going in. And I know that somebody out there is probably thinking, what? We're going in? No, I'm staying in. But, you know, everyone has their own opinion, but we all, as citizens, one, we should follow at least a rule, and that is to just love on your neighbor, love on your family. Like, we still have running water, we still got electricity, you know, we still can go places, we just can't be in major, major big groups. So, I mean, that's just how I look at March 2020. I will say that it's the third month of March. Listen to me, third month of the year. And, you know, everything great comes in threes. That's all I'm going to say. And then I don't know about y'all, but I don't know about the next 30, because I know there's something that happens in them 30 that is just, like, too much for me. But we can go on and on and on about just March 2020. But we would like to jump into our actual PKN newsroom segment. Like, we have Antonia is going to come back, because, you know, she wasn't done. And I just didn't want her to go all the way there before we just said that, you know, you were listening to the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,147th episode. This is the PKN newsroom. You are listening. We have just begun, and we are now about to go in. Who wants to go first? Is it going to be you, Tony, or should it be Brother Pop-Up? I think maybe it should be Pop-Up. There's some stuff going on in the books world.
Okay, yeah, no problem. And I'll make sure I'll be brief enough to give Antonia time, because I know she has a lot of information. You know, even though all the sports are shut down, it's been a lot of activity. Major League Baseball has, you know, chosen to, you know, shut down indefinitely, meaning they do not have a plan, and they're just waiting for the all clear from, you know, all the reporting government sources and everybody before they have, you know, any more activities as far as dealing with baseball. They were in the middle of spring training, and that has been halted. So, As of right now, Major League Baseball will be shut down indefinitely. As far as hockey, it's the same thing. And as far as the NBA basketball players, they do have a plan, but they're trying to see if they can get the approval of the NBA Player Association, if they agree. And one of the plans is to play in a basketball court with no fans. So they're considering restarting basketball. The whole issue is that they have a couple of players that have come down with the coronavirus, and as of yet, they have no idea how or who they contacted that had it. The players that did come up positive are from four teams. It's, I think, four from the New York Nets, from the Philadelphia 76ers, and a couple players on the Utah Jazz. So, you know, as of right now, the NBA plans to shut down. Now, there's a lot of activity in the NFL, but not as far as, you know, with football playing or, you know, OTAs. But what has happened is a couple of things have happened in the NFL. They've actually, the players actually agreed to a collective bargaining agreement, so there won't be a lockout. And once they signed that collective bargaining agreement, activity was going on all over the place because that was actually the start of free agency. And one of the best-known players, Tom Brady, he left the New England Patriots for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is you know, it's pretty good because that's a good sign. Well, without him over there in New England, we don't have to wonder if he's going to win another Super Bowl. So I'm happy about that move. The only thing I'm unhappy about is Jameis Winston, who was the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He no longer has a job. Even though last season he led the NFL in passing yards, the only minus was he also led the NFL in interceptions. So, you know, as far as a quarterback, you know, and, you know, where he may land, it could be anywhere, but it's somebody I hope that can retool his skills, because he definitely has, you know, had a lot of holes in his game. And he wasn't one that would, I would just say he would just, you know, he wouldn't be one to throw the ball away. He would try to make a play instead of just, you know, literally play another play. But, you know, besides all that, you know, activity in the NFL right as of right now, they do have plans of possibly pre-screening fans before they come to the stadium. That's not etched in stone. And as of right now, they're just beginning to start testing players. So, you know, the season or the preseason for that, for the NFL, is, we're talking about months away. And as far as the combine will continue. They can actually maintain activities where at least all players will be at least 6 feet apart, and those that's evaluating them will be in a good range where they can actually get to see these players be evaluated. As far as the one-on-one interviews, those will be canceled. So the combine is going to be next month, April 25th. As far as any of the other sports, as far as the UFC fighting, I know the president of that company said they were going to continue on with their shows, but they have stopped. So as of now, all the major sports entities, no matter where it is, they have basically shut down. And right now they're in a reformulation of plans. Now, what they are considering is also playing games in what they call a controlled environment. How they're going to create that situation, I'm not sure. And as I get the news further, I'll just let everyone know. And that's going to be pretty much my sports interest piece there.
Well, I thank you, because I want to know how they're going to do it. Because all this controlled, I ain't saying too much. I'm not saying too much. They gave it a name. I'm trying to figure out. They gave it a name, and they gave it a name for a reason. Because, you know, they say you got to call it, you got to claim it, you got to speak it, and then you got to believe it. That's what God will do, right? So they named
Amen.
It COVID. So we just going to say God will get rid of COVID. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that. And I believe that. We need to pray about that. You know, you need to say it every morning. In every morning. And it's a bunker down type of thing, but the blessing of the bunker down is, guess what? In my bunker down, I met God. In my bunker down, I picked up a Bible and I started reading. And it was like God started talking to me back. In the quiet, in the stillness. Because understand that sometimes everything is a hustle, everything is a bustle, everything is a move. And because everything is moving, the kids has always got to be here and everything's got to be here. Sometimes we take for granted the smallest things. And now, right now, when everything else is stopped, you get a chance to pay attention. Not only do you get to pay attention, but you get a chance to catch up. You know how many people right now could be sick? They're not. Think about all of the people that are telling you that they are sick. Think about all of the people that they're saying are having this thing. All of the people, all of the numbers, all of the colors that we see if you're watching the news, all of the different states and everything. Think about it. And God forbid that you know someone. And if you do, we're praying for them right now that it will be a cold, a common cold. Everyone, a cold. Understand, not a COVID, but a cold that you can take some medicine and you can get up from. This moment right now is a stop for a lot of us, but we're not sick. So if you're not sick and you're stopped, then you got to find the reason. There's got to be a reason in it all. What are you doing? What are you not doing? What is not happening in your house? What has not been happening in your house? Something can be done in the stillness of not being able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's people that need the love, that want to go to the gym. There are people that need to love to go to church. Mega churches. All mega churches shut down immediately. Do you understand how it looks? God is saying, everybody stop, pay attention, even the church. Pay attention. They're making you stop. Why? So you can take a chance to talk to your customers. I mean, your employees. You know what I mean? Take advantage of the situation. We have gone all the way to jump off the cliff. We are believers. We speak things into existence and we speak them as though they were God. Handle that. That's a cold. We can't bunker down. We can't bunker down for 30 because in less than 30, guess what's going to happen? They are going to put God on the Lamb. It's going to be on the cross. And guess what? He's going to be buried and he will be raised in 3 days. You think we're going to be bonkers? No cold. Get life right now. Stop. Think about it. Everything. Crazy? Yeah, okay. COVID. One thing I will say about it, Tony, you got it for the rest of it because we know we need to get it in. But I'm going to say it like this. If I'm going to go, I think I want to go with somebody and not somebody 6 feet away from me. Because if you're 6 feet away, you might not be able to help me. But God forbid you get close enough to help me and do what God is saying to do in this moment. I don't know about the rest of you, but honey, every day would be Sunday. Sometimes I just be wanting to shout, I be wanting to sing. I apologize, but sometimes it just gets up into me because there's no way in the world they going to tell us that we going to bunker with the God that we serve. What? And I'm going to be in the house. You know why I'm going to be in the house? Because when the plague came, God said what? Go in the house. Put the blood on the door. Didn't he say it? Y'all better understand something. Put the blood on the door. Know that you're covered and still do what you got to do. We're not out here for this pause is not for everyone. This pause is to say stop, pay attention, get on Purpose Kingdom Network. Tell a friend to tell more friends to tell more friends. Hey, you ain't listened yet. you've been watching football. Hey, you know it's March Madness. The March Madness is going on the Purpose Kingdom Network. Tell somebody. And we're going to learn something in the way. But Christ is doing this. But go on, let's find out about the COVID, because we got a guru. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody, because I believe that God will get rid of COVID. Tony?
Yes, thank you very much, Sister Adrian. And I believe it right behind her, because, you know, I don't think God is the type of God that people can underestimate and understand that when he gave us the opportunity to at least find out in time enough to keep maybe even more people from dying up to this point, it was for a reason. You know, we can't help that the people who are not in heaven, like God himself, or however we find that it be necessary to be able to perceive God for all the goodness that he's brought us, will ever fail us now. But I just wanted to say thank you very much, Sister Adrian, for the wonderful words of inspiration. And thank you, Brother Rob, for your sports report. It's a shame, but this is no joke. If they want to negotiate maintaining sports in belief that everything will be better, that's good. But in the interest of, you know, human kind, we may want to definitely be serious also about our priorities. And I'm quite sure they are. But then again, on the other hand, you never know about the human spirit. That's why we're in the position that we're in now. But anyway, I just wanted to mention, in the name of, let's just say, underestimation. Well, I hate to say, but, you know, sometimes human beings can be a little on the selfish side. Sometimes they could be a little bit too more self-righteous than what they need to be. And as a result, you know, on CNN, the television network station, there was a young woman that came on today, and she said, however she received the report, she said that millennials like herself, and I'm quite sure iGens too, which are on the cusp, they have said that she had said, on their behalf, that a lot of them are not practicing social distancing. You know, and as evidence to back her up, I'm quite sure a lot of people have seen where on spring break through the colleges down in, surprisingly, Miami, Florida, where they usually have their annual spring break, for the colleges when they come together in the month of March mostly. They were down there playing tug of war on the beaches while they were basking in the sunlight, knowing that this dilemma had came upon us. Well, they would like to believe that they will be the next cycle of people that will be responsible for people who they'll be responsible for before and after themselves. But who would actually want a person, any of those young adults and teens, to feel as though that they can do any for them when it comes to being responsible for issues, not only with the COVID-19 epidemic, but many other decisions that will have to be made later on in their lives. If they sit around and take this matter for granted to the point they have to have the authorities to come in and run them out of town and off the beaches and from whatever other activities. Now, to hear this young woman discuss that the COVID-19 virus not being respected by millennials through social distancing means that she's obviously aware of their physical activity. It don't have to necessarily be just sexual, but how they feel as though they have nothing to lose well, they may have more to lose than what they think if they sit around and think to them to be responsible for all that's going on. I hope they take it seriously. There was also an example of a family of five recently. I don't know if it was in the state of Connecticut or New Jersey. All five people have been said in that family to have died because they chose to go out to eat. First, they were visiting somebody. I don't know if the person had the virus, but the details of that are not evident to me. But family of five people died one after another going out to eat when they told people to take it seriously about staying in as, you know, an obviously a way to prevent adding to the numbers that we have that are climbing. Some people feel as though that maybe, well, they're younger and they're stronger, or they're in a position they're hungry or something like that, and therefore take all five of them to eat in a public place. Now, unfortunately, they are a victim of those numbers that have expired. Tom, when you need to sort of batten down the hatches, as they say in the service, in the Navy, and tell people, if you think you're going to go out there and come back to this home and you give evidence of some, you know, some of the symptoms of what's going on, well, guess what? Since you're so frivolous in your behavior, you need to stay outside that door.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
I don't mean to
I'm
cut
sorry.
You off. Listen. She said, yeah. You need to stay outside because you went into. No, I didn't want to really tell you that it wasn't the truth because, but they was having a family dinner. So they didn't really go out. What happened was there was a lot of people at their family dinner, and somebody at the dinner was with somebody that had it already, and that's how they started dropping. But they was somebody. They was in, like, the aunt's house or something. Like, they all came to Big Mama house. That was, so it was a lot of them. So they wasn't outside just being raggedy. They were, but they was group. They was more than the group. That's why they stopped putting the numbers together because of the family. Yeah, but I did see that because their family members are dropping like flies.
Okay.
I mean,
thank
I didn't mean to say it
very
like that.
Much.
I apologize.
No. Good. I'm glad you gave me the actual details. I was going by hearsay, so it was closer to what you're saying than it was to what I knew for no, not really a fact, but it was bad enough.
Yeah, it was it's
I'm
bad.
Sorry,
like, the brothers died, the mom just died, like, and it was it's bad. And the sister is the one that was, like, talking about it, but she's just talking like everybody was there, but they are watching the parent, like, the family's. The brothers and sisters are falling off, like she said. She had 10 in the beginning of the week, and now she only got, like, 4 or something, she said. I was like, dang.
Mm.
And then their mom died.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Everybody just thinks this. Well, thank you for correcting me. I'll laugh now. But I was just saying to myself, now, this can't be just me, but it's too much about taking things for granted. And even though they didn't expect it, you know, in the name of public intimacy, oh, we're happy to see each other. The moment's just lending to all its excitement about being amongst those who we like, love, whether if it's in the beach or in the house with the family. And, you know, that you can't keep your dad going hands off of each other. You know, something is wrong. But this has been a society of being touchy-feely and things of that nature. Well, guess what? When you expire, that's just all she wrote. I look at the fact that with all of this going on, that people need to realize there come a time you got to hanker down and tell, I don't care who it is. I won't lie. I have a family member. I won't mention any names. I had to say a little something to. I said, I don't care if you're auntie. I don't care about you being a younger person and wanting to go to the market for me. Don't go to the market for me. If I don't have all these canned goods and dry beans and whatever else I have in here, and you just have to get something particular to eat, well, guess what? Cough one time, I guarantee you we're going to call the authorities and we will have you tested. I will spray you down with Lysol. I will spray you down with Lysol. Oh, don't think I don't have much. Look, I have a station stuff inside of a box.
I love it. She said cough one time.
I have.
I'm watching you.
One time. And I said, you think I'm playing? I said, love you, your family, but guess what? Stay out the door. See you. I'll call you in the hospital. Whatever it takes. I have a box that I have reserved just for the sake of having my can of Lysol in it. I have sanitizing wipes. And, oh, you don't like to use, what do you call that? Gloves. You don't want to use gloves? Okay. The sanitizing spray, maybe that'll help. Oh, you don't like to wear a mask on your face? Oh, you're just so infallible. But guess what? There come a time in your life you need to learn how to say, stop being so wishy-washy and say, love you, but from a distance. Love you, but no, you can't come in here with all of that. Some people, they're so wishy-washy about their loved ones, especially people who are older about their younger ones. Oh, woe is me, says the song. But you don't have the nerve and the backing. Turn around and tell them, I told you not to go out there, so guess what? You're coughing. Get yourself tested, or that's a wrap. Spray them before they come into the door. Lift up your shoes. Spray the bottom of their
I'm
shoes.
I'm mad because I got a teenager that I wish to God he was listening, because you're telling the truth. There are so many people that are out there that just don't want to be in. Like, mm-hmm. Papa, mm-hmm. I know you probably got, look, you probably, he probably going through it because he probably trying to make sure everybody sees, and they probably all want to go.
For the most part, you know, they're being obedient and, you know, everybody's taking cautions. And that's the whole, you know, the whole thing. You know, well, I like the, like Antonia's idea, you know, most women be walking around with pepper spray and she's walking around with a can of Lysol. You know, the Lysol, you know, but you know, like I said, for the most part, you know, especially I guess it comes from, you know, the good parenting part, where you know you get your, you know, your children, and you know your loved ones, you express to them this is serious, and you know we mean business, and it's pretty much like Antonia said, and you too, Adrian, you know, it's like you know what, I will isolate you, or you know you will be distanced here, or you won't be coming to this house, because you know. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. Now, especially if it's more than one in your household, you know, if everybody's been safe so far there, you don't want to introduce a stranger or somebody bringing that could bring that COVID element in your house. You just don't want to take the chance.
That's right.
You know, and it's like you said, you know, I don't trust him unless I see him, you know, spraying himself. You know, you better use that Lysol like it's deodorant, you know, and then you can come in.
You know what the funniest part is? And it's funny that you said it, Rob, because now the conversation that I had today with my son, he said, well, I'd like to try to keep the same air. And I thought that was funny because that's what I've been doing. And somebody said, well, how do you keep the same air? I said, you know, you be around the same people in the same place. Y'all be breathing the same stuff. You know, and then you add people gradually. You said, it was you. you. I'm sorry. It was when you came around, I got a little tickle in the throat. So I think you need to maybe go. Yes, because see, my immune system is compromised. So, you know, I am one of them people. But at the end of the day, and all of the compromising, and all of the things that they say could be wrong with me, the one thing that I can definitely say, without a doubt, is I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I believe in the saving blood of Jesus Christ. I believe in God. There is only one God. I believe this wholeheartedly. And when you are a believer, you have to make a choice. The choice is what? You believe, that means you have faith. So you can't have faith and fear. So you have to just say faith. It don't say be foolish, you know. You use your brain. Like Brother Robert just said, you tell your people, no, this is serious. Like, I understand you want to do and you don't like to find something. Read a book. Real rap. Like, sometimes people need to understand that it is for you. Like, you know, that I know so many people that just have wanted to go different places, and they don't usually go to those places. Why do you want to go now? Because you can't go? Like, and they're like you know what I mean? It's like something that we play on ourselves. But when you think about it, it's like, who are we playing? Are we playing ourselves, or are we, you know, like, what's happening? Because believers, people are watching us right now. If they're not watching us, they should be, because right now is where we should be doing what we're supposed to do best, telling people that we got a God that is above all of this. We got a God that says that even though it might be bad right now, guess what? It don't last all the way. We make it through this thing. You will hope that you make it through this thing, but then you realize that people are dying. People been dying. I hate to say it. The virus just making it look a little better. I heard the other day that somebody said somewhere that they weren't going to count the people that were dying. Huh? What do you mean? How is it that many people that are dying that you're going to stop counting them? That don't make sense. If you can count, if you can stop counting people, then my question is, where are the people coming from? If you can just stop counting them, where did they go? Why is it that somebody don't care about that number and that number and that number? You can't do that. So at the end of the day, it's like Brother Robert said something about smoke and mirrors. And at this time, it says you got to watch out for false prophets. It's telling you, well, I shouldn't say at this time, but when people say that this is it, these are the last days, this is the sign of the time, they're saying that this is the sign of the time where there is a revelation that happens. There is something that happens that makes you wake up, makes you pay attention, makes you think about it differently. There is something that's going to happen. There is a revelation. It's happening. I'm not saying that it's going to be over, because it doesn't say that you know the time. You don't know the time, the hour. But what I will say is that if God was to come back right now, the question is, really, would you be ready? Could he come to your house and knock on your door? Could he come right now and you be ready to open? Or would you have to move something out the way? Would you have to go hide something? Would you have to go put it up? Would you have to go spray your house down? Would you have to do something before you open the door? Or could you just open the door and let him in? That really is the question. March 2020, Remember, we were seeing clearly and everything. We had vision. We know what we're looking at. We were telling the devil no. And guess what? We're telling the devil no right now. If you do not have a personal relationship with Christ, if you do not have a personal relationship with God, enough so that you know who Christ is, why he died, and who he died for, we offer you an opportunity tonight to ask Christ into your life. And it's simple. It's easy. Especially if you're here, if you're listening, if you're here and you understand that God loved you enough to never, ever, 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 ever let you fail. You got to receive it. You got to pick it up. You got to accept it. You got to say, God, I want it. Take anything and everything that I can't have, that remove it from me to, so I can get more of you. That's what God wants to see, especially in a moment like now. A moment like now says that if you had one way to go, the only way you should go is up. If you were going to look at a light or run from the light, I would say go to the light. That would be my thing. They say things happen in the light. They say there's loved ones in the light. But you got to be able to know that everything he knows, he can see, everything. You just got to ask him. You got to say, you got to ask God, you got to be real. How about that? Everything's stopped moving. Nothing is going, you know, nothing else is going. Only thing you got to do is be real. Only thing you can do is be real. If it's broke, fix it. If it's broke, fix it. Ask God to just remove it. Ask God to help you come into your life and cleanse you. Ask God to work on you. Work on those things that you know that you want to fix, that you know that you can't fix without him. But you know through him, you can do it. Jesus is the way. I like how people used to say that they can't get there. They don't need anybody to get there. Understand, the only reason why you need somebody to get there is because you need the blood to save you. If you don't know, you'll never, ever, ever know. We offer you the opportunity tonight to ask God to come into your life and heal you, make you whole, and save your soul. We ask you, are out there and you are new to the kingdom, we invite you to press one. Let us know. Please, let the world know. It's town now time to stake a stand and say, guess what? I believe it. Without a shadow of a doubt, I believe it. Papa, are you going to do the announcements? Or if Chappie's around, Chappie, come on in here and do the thing that you do now. If you do the thing you do, that'll really do the thing. You know what I mean? Do the thing.
All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements, and if we get Chappie on, we'll go ahead and bring her in. This is the Product and Purpose Kingdom Network, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's show. Whether you're joining us online or you're calling us via phone, we thank you so much. We appreciate your support, your listenership here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_. We're also on LinkedIn and iTunes. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And at any time you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can just simply type in the show name and the host name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. Also, we invite you to, on any of our social media pages, to join us for a morning walk and prayer on anchor.com or Anchor FM. You can just simply go to anchor.com or Anchor FM and type in Purpose Kingdom, and you can get a word of inspiration on anchor.com. Also, we invite you to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits with Pastor Jermon Johnson. And, you know, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits. And that's going to be hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of our announcement. And we're just going to go back to our program.
Amen.
All right. And, you know, real quickly, you know, I know there was a lot of points made by Adrian and Antonia. And, you know, I really appreciate, you know, what, you know, the general message that's been going out there. And it's just, you know, stop being hard-headed. While you have time now,
yeah,
start practicing these precautions, because as time goes on, even if, you know, right now all these restrictions and, you know, it seems like everything is stopped short of martial law. You know, if we can't, you know, deal with it right now for a couple of days, what do you think when they're going to hit us with, like, 60 days of staying home? You know, then we're going to really get anxious. And, you know, if we're not practicing, you know, some of these safe measures, you know, when we really need to, you know, get down to business, you know, we're not going to want to do it, or we're just not going to do it. So, it's you know, so right now, it's just, we have to get into this practice, because, you know, even if, you know, this thing clears up, we don't know if there's going to be a COVID-20 that comes along after they clear this one up. Because this one clearly did not come out of the blue. We knew ever since November of 2019 that this virus was going around. And to strictly say that, you know, we just need a travel ban and we need this kind of ban, at this point, you know, so much is not known, you know, how the virus spread that fast. It could be airborne. And they still have no idea how, basically, without, you know, physical contact, is it possible that it could spread, you know, without physical contact, or is it in the air and people are touching surfaces or things of that nature? You know, if you had to think about it, how can a virus like this, you know, travel so far and wide and almost covers the whole corner of the globe? So, you know, with that being said, like I said, you know, we have to act, you know, actually, you know, start listening and taking these measures. I mean, there's flyers and all over the internet, all over Facebook, all over all kinds of social media pages of, you know, what to do and what you should do. So there's no excuse. You know, we need to get down to business, you know, start taking care of ourselves and our loved ones. So, you know, that's what I wanted to add right there.
Would you mind my mentioning this in particular? Just a few little tippers. And thank you very much, Brother Rob. I appreciate you and Adrian sharing along with myself. You know, the masks that were special masks made for the COVID-19, to my knowledge, people said they're having a hard time breathing through them because I'm quite sure it's very condensed and a lot more, you know, difficult. I'm familiar with the mask mostly because of the service as a damage control petty officer. I'm familiar with that temporary usage of that form-fitting mask, and it is very difficult for somebody to breathe through it. Not only that, but I wanted to mention that in the midst of all of this, I understand that that stimulus package had been shot down by Congress or someone within the political system in the midst of all of what's going on. And I don't know
is that
their
the money?
Reason.
That's the
money.
$4,500?
$4,500 or something? Yes, 1,000 plus, depending on the circumstances. But yet and still, I heard that surprisingly, the Democratic Party primarily, mostly, are the persons that are responsible for shooting it down. Under what circumstances? It has not been revealed to the public as to why, and we need some results. We need answers.
I think it's pretty obviously the fact that once this money is dispersed, that you know, the president is going to take credit for it, and which I'm quite sure he would, because he's the egomaniac, you know, that he is. And they don't want to think on voters' mind when it's time for them to vote. And they're going to say, hey, this guy gave me, you know, a couple thousand dollars, you know. He signed that in the bill, so, you know, I want to reelect him. I really appreciate the money. So that's what the Democrats are thinking. And I do believe that, you know, the money should be dispersed on a statewide level, not a federal level. But, you know, I'm not a politician. So, but that's what my thinking is, why the Democrats did that.
Well, you know, you are a person that have the right to give your opinion, and it may even have an influence as to how it will be handled if that does occur, since you mentioned that. So I'm glad you did speak up, because hopefully they'll take it back to the floor and make sure if it's introduced, it's under responsible circumstances, not frivolously using taxpayers' money that would supplement this. Over what period of time would it supplement it? You know, and other factors to figure into this whole matter. And we don't want it to be something that'll be a political move at the risk of all of these other things preying on this COVID-19 situation. So that does have a lot of excellent reasoning, and I thank you for speaking up, because then hopefully a lot of other people who never paid attention to politics, not realizing that this is the influence of what happens to you and your families and your loved ones and the taxpayers that will hopefully not take the biggest hit in the future and things of that nature. And they need to sit down amongst family members at a distance and discuss these issues that are of concern. So thank you very much, Brother Rob Pop Hudson.
No problem.
I just know if they're going to send the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got two addresses. Say, no, it's funny because it's like.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because of the way
people,
you said it.
You know what I mean? And it's funny because the man that was just running, remember he made the joke about it? I'll give everybody $1,000 a month. And it kind of like got a little bit of, it got a lot of, you know, it got a lot of reruns and stuff, or whatever they say, replays, reposts or whatever. So it got a couple of them, you know. So just to even hear it, it's like, it's weird because we just had that debate about all of this that was going on. So not only do you have a debate that was going on, but now you have the issue. And so now you need to see who's going to come through on what. Got me? Because now it looks good to have health care for everybody. Because it seems like everybody is sick. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be careful. You just got to watch. Got to listen. The biggest thing here is wait.
I'm sorry.
You can go ahead. I just wanted to say... Y'all go ahead and finish out the show. I wanted to say that this has like been a really, really very informative. And I thank you for all your information. Y'all have a lovely evening.
Great. Okay. I just wanted to say real fast, if you don't mind, if there is a treatment that's available, we want to know who is actually going to be able to receive it, and would it actually reach the people out here and the general population, or how would it be dispersed to different people, or do we have to put ourselves on hold because we're not as important as somebody else? That doesn't seem rational. We want to make sure that if it does get administered, how is it going to be administered, and to who will they going to take precedence over? So thank you very much. I didn't mean to. I just want to make sure you didn't shut the show off without bringing up that question.
Not a problem. That's a pretty good question. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I just want, before we close the show, everybody be safe. Everybody, you know, pray for one another. You know, on God's blessing, we'll all come through this. And being said, good night, and see you guys tomorrow night.
Amen. He raised me, I will not lose. He raised me, I will not lose. he saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. He saved me.